occupational therapist and a certified aging in place specialist. And this is the Home Designs for Life podcast, your resource for aging in place and universal design. For more resources on aging in place, please visit my website, homedesignsforlife.com. There you will find my blog and more valuable information on how you can age in place and create a home for life. Hello, everyone, and thank you for being with me today. Today's episode is going to be on the benefit of natural light for seniors. So I recently wrote an article with that title, and I learned a lot. So I learned that there are actually a lot of benefits that come from natural light. And of course, they can benefit all of us, but they can especially benefit us when we're older. So let's just get right into it. Well, with advancing age come various health issues, many of which can be greatly improved or even alleviated through exposure to the sun's rays. Spending time outdoors in natural light provides numerous physical and mental health benefits that can help older adults lead a happier and healthier life. From improved sleep patterns to better skin health, the positive effects of natural light can be seen in many facets of senior health. Natural light has many benefits for older people, particularly those related to their circadian rhythms, vitamin D deficiency, weight gain, and sleep-wake cycles. So now let's go into circadian rhythms. Our bodies are programmed with a built-in clock that regulates body temperature and metabolism patterns. This is known as our circadian rhythm, and natural light can help to regulate it. When seniors are exposed to natural light, their bodies become more aware of the time of day and can help them stay in sync with the regular 24-hour cycle. Vitamin D deficiency. Natural sunlight is one of the main sources of vitamin D, which is essential for bone health and overall well-being. Remember that bone health is extremely important as we age because our bones become more brittle as we get older. And there are several different things that play into that. For example, women, especially women that have had children, are at a higher risk for osteoporosis because they have been pregnant and they've been stripped of calcium when they were pregnant. And if you weren't consuming enough calcium at that time, then you may be lacking in calcium and therefore your bones may be weaker. Another thing that also may put us at a higher risk for osteoporosis is if you are a small person, especially a small woman. So for example, I'm petite. I've never had extra weight on me. And so someone like myself is at a higher risk for developing osteoporosis because carrying weight on your bones actually makes your bones stronger. So it's similar to weightlifting. So that's why weightlifting is so beneficial for us, is because that weight, when we're lifting weights, that stress also gets transferred to the bones. So not only does it make your muscles stronger, and that's why your muscle fibers grow, but it also makes your bones stronger. So on a side note, it's especially important for petite women to lift weights throughout their lives because that will decrease your risk for osteoporosis later in life. But in summary, we should all be lifting weights. All right. So going back to natural light, vitamin D deficiencies can lead to chronic fatigue, depression, and reduced immunity. Therefore, seniors should be encouraged to spend time in the sun where their bodies can absorb vital vitamin D. For a time when I was living in Colorado, I had a severe vitamin D deficiency because most of the time I was wearing sweaters and jackets. Even though it's very sunny out there, a lot of my body wasn't being exposed to the sun. And there's another function that vitamin D serves, is it actually helps you digest fat. And so whenever I would eat something that was high in fat, like let's say I'd have Nutella or a macaroon, I would get this terrible stomach ache. And it was because my vitamin D was so low that I wasn't properly digesting fats. And vitamin D also plays a big role in your sleep cycle. It is just extremely important. So make sure, especially if you live in a cold climate, that you're getting tested every year, you're having blood work and making sure that your vitamin D levels are normal, especially if you have olive, brown, or darker skin, you're going to need more vitamin D than someone with lighter skin. And so that was what was going on with me because I have brown skin, then I was really at deficiency living in Colorado. All right, so let's move on to weight gain. Natural light exposure has been linked to weight gain prevention in seniors. Studies have shown that when people are exposed to brighter environments, they tend to eat less and maintain a healthy weight. Natural light is also beneficial for those who are already overweight or obese and can help them to lose excess pounds by increasing metabolism, improving energy levels, and reducing hunger cravings. All right, so let's go on to mental health benefits. Natural light has been proven to decrease anxiety and depression in seniors, leading to improved mental health states overall. One of the most important physical benefits is improved sleep patterns. Natural sunlight triggers the body's circadian rhythm, helping seniors to establish a regular sleeping routine, which can reduce fatigue and improve overall quality of life. Additionally, natural light helps to boost the body's metabolism, muscle strength, and improving overall physical health. Natural sunlight has also been shown to improve skin health by stimulating vitamin D production and reducing wrinkles. Of course, you have to be careful and you cannot get too much exposure to UV rays. The recommended amount is about 60 to 90 minutes a day. A pilot study conducted in the U.S. has found that natural light can be beneficial for seniors living in assisted living homes. Research showed that allowing more natural light into living spaces could decrease the cost of electric lighting by up to 30%, while simultaneously providing elderly residents with improved health benefits such as better sleep quality, increased mood, and reduced depression. The study concluded that natural light is a cost-effective and beneficial way to reduce energy consumption in assisted living homes while still providing enhanced quality of life for residents. Another study by Monash University has revealed that getting enough natural sunlight each day can impact a person's mood and sleep quality. Furthermore, blue light from natural daylighting can reduce the amount of artificial lighting needed in interior spaces, thus also reducing energy costs. All right, well, let's move on to effects of natural light on mental health for older adults. I know we covered it briefly previously, but now we're going to talk about seasonal affective disorder. So studies have also demonstrated that natural sunlight can reduce symptoms of seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, as well as improving function and overall mental clarity. Natural daylight is also beneficial for seniors' social well-being, encouraging individuals to get out and connect with the world around them. When they do this, they feel more connected and a bigger part of their local community and have reduced feelings of isolation. So now let's move on to five benefits of natural light. So natural light, number one, can help improve mental and emotional well-being, particularly in older adults. Studies have shown that exposure to natural light helps reduce stress levels, improve mood, and even help with anxiety or depression. Natural light provides a much-needed source of vitamin D for seniors who may not get enough from their diet. Vitamin D is important for healthy bones as well as a strong immune system. Natural light has been shown to help reduce the risk of falls and injuries in seniors by providing them with better vision in dimly lit areas. This can be especially helpful in elderly facilities or homes where poor lighting may be an issue. Natural light can help reduce fatigue and improve energy levels in seniors. It increases the body's production of serotonin, a hormone that helps regulate our sleep cycle. Finally, natural light has been shown to help reduce the risk of seasonal affective disorder in seniors, which is a type of depression associated with reduced sunlight. So these are just a few reasons why it is very important to either go out into nature and be exposed to natural light every single day, and also to have window treatments in our home that let in plenty of natural light. So there are numerous steps that family members or caregivers of seniors can take to ensure that they are exposed to plenty of natural light. Number one, start by maximizing the amount of natural light entering the living space. Try to keep the curtains open during the day and provide easy access for seniors to get outside in a safe setting. Keeping the home well lit can help brighten up the mood and reduce feelings of sadness or depression that some seniors may experience. Moving on, is natural light good for your eyes? Yes, natural light is good for your eyes. Seniors can benefit from sunlight exposure because it helps with the production of vitamin D in the body, and in turn, this helps maintain healthy eyesight. Studies have shown that being exposed to natural sunlight has been linked to a decrease in age-related vision problems such as cataracts, macular degeneration, and glaucoma. Sunlight is also thought to help reduce the risk of developing certain forms of cancer, including skin cancer. For those who are unable to get regular exposure to sunlight, artificial light sources can also provide many benefits. Artificial lights can help regulate the body's internal clock, improve sleep quality, boost moods throughout the day, and increase alertness when necessary. Light therapy can also be used to help seniors maintain healthy levels of vitamin D, which helps with bone health and general wellness. Natural light is still the best option when available, but artificial lighting can provide many benefits for seniors who are limited in their access to natural sunlight. How much natural light should you get each day? Well, studies show that you should get between 60 to 90 minutes every day. This exposure should come from direct sunlight when possible. When seniors cannot venture outside due to physical or mental restrictions, exposing them to natural light from other sources is beneficial. Installing large windows, for example, with good exposure to sunlight, or investing in a sun lamp can bring the same benefits as spending time outdoors. So natural vitamin D from sunlight helps with bone strength and muscle coordination. So that means that you're going to reduce your risk for falls if you have better muscle coordination. And if your bones are stronger, then if you fall, your bones are less likely to break. So this all makes it easier for seniors to stay active. Exposure to sunlight also helps seniors improve their concentration and alertness, which can help them navigate daily tasks with ease. Natural light is an important part of a healthy lifestyle. Sunlight can help with physical activity, alertness, and mental well-being, allowing them to age gracefully in their golden years. Moreover, it is important for seniors to take advantage of natural light as much as possible. So this means going out on a walk or gardening or simply sitting in the sun, just anything that you enjoy doing that will take you out in nature. With modern technology such as skylight windows or solar tubes, seniors can capture natural light and bring it indoors, allowing them to enjoy the benefits even on days when they may not be able to go outside. Natural light is especially important as we age, as it keeps us alert and active and helps us relieve stress and promotes overall health. With this increased connection to nature, seniors can experience a renewed sense of purpose and connection to the world that can help to reduce feelings of loneliness and depression. Can seniors get vitamin D from the sun? Last but not least, natural light helps improve our overall physical health by providing vital vitamin D. As we age, it can be harder for us to absorb the amount of vitamin D that we need from food sources alone. Sunlight is a great source of vitamin D, which helps improve muscle and bone strength. It also helps regulate our hormones as well as boost our immune system so we can fight off illness more easily. There are other essential vitamins that we get from the sun. The sun is an essential source of more than just vitamin D. It also provides us with other vital vitamins such as vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin E. While we get most of these vitamins through our diet, natural light can also help in absorbing them. For example, UVB radiation from the sun helps in synthesizing vitamin D in our skin, and UVA radiation helps in the absorption of vitamin A. Additionally, exposure to natural light can also help with the synthesis of vitamin C, which is important for healthy skin, immune system functioning, and cell growth. Vitamin E from sunlight is also important as it helps protect cells against oxidative damage caused by free radicals. It is therefore important to get adequate exposure to sunlight for optimal health. So what are three types of natural lighting? Well, we have direct sunlight. Direct sunlight is the natural light coming from the sun during daylight hours. It provides bright, warm, and an energizing atmosphere for seniors to enjoy. Indirect sunlight also comes from the sun, but is diffused or filtered through something like trees or windows before it reaches the inside of a room or space. It provides a softer, more gentle light that is easier on the eyes and can be enjoyed for longer periods of time. Ambient light. Ambient light is artificial light that mimics natural light and is used to supplement actual sunlight when needed. This type of lighting helps provide additional brightness in dimmer areas and can help reduce glare, making it easier for people to perform tasks like reading or cooking. How does natural light reduce energy costs? While using natural light whenever possible can reduce energy costs in a number of ways. Firstly, by eliminating the need for electric lights during daylight hours. Secondly, it's free and it's considered an infinite resource. This means it costs nothing to use and will never run out. Third, because natural light has a low heat output and does not require additional energy for cooling, it can lower your overall environmental impact. And finally, natural light has been proven to improve productivity in the workplace, which can lead to increased efficiency and cost savings. If you want to learn more, I will post the full article in the show notes. And please email me with any questions that you have or any topics that you would like me to bring up in a future podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.